Hi, this is Jason Anderson, Vice President of Strategy and Product Management at Stratus Technologies. And today on the ARC Advisory Podcast, we're going to be talking about edge computing phases and how they prepare businesses for tomorrow. Achieving edge computing is a journey, a series of steps leading to digital transformation nirvana. These phases, what we call the five eyes of edge computing, can help organizations get organized and plan for key considerations, challenges, and important technical elements. By taking these steps now and outlining your future direction, you will be preparing your business and applications to reap the benefits of digital transformation tomorrow. Leading industry analyst Craig Resnick at ARC Advisory will take us through the edge journey on this path, touching the five eyes along the way.
Hey, great to be with you today, Jason.
Perfect. Well, Craig, I'm just going to ask you a few questions. So, you know, we've done a couple podcasts and we talked about the incremental investments that companies can make around edge computing and how those have a big impact. What steps should companies consider and take to maximize the future success of these initiatives?
Well, you know, one thing that we certainly recognize is, you know, there has to be an understanding and buy-in of the benefits of edge at all levels of the organizations. And one mistake sometimes companies make is they don't involve the employees in the edge planning process. You know, they think of it as a technology play, but they don't realize that it's a human resource play, maybe even more important than the technology. You know, everybody in the plant really has to have a sense of, you know, kind of like, what's in it for me? And will these edge solutions, for example, will they provide what's going to be their role in the factory? Is there, you know, how is their role going to be the same? How is their role going to change? Is there going to be a new role for them? You know, there's always this fear that, well, if I now put in these new solutions as part of a digital transformation journey, that, you know, is my job going to be eliminated? And is it going to eliminate lots of jobs? And sometimes that fear factor sets up a lot of internal resistance that can hamper the delay of, you know, of future success of any transformation process, edge included. So one of the things that we really subscribe to is the fact that you've got to get the employees involved, show us how edge is going to have a positive impact on their lives and roles and their own career future as well, and show them how that's going to be. And I can tell you, once they embrace the process and realize that this new technology is going to provide them with some new opportunities, rather than eliminate opportunities, then once you get that engagement, everybody's embracing the technology, and now you can put together the cohesive team that helps to roll out and deploy the technology.
So Craig, I think that's great. And, you know, change management is so important to any technology project, but particularly at the edge. So completely agree. But in terms of looking beyond the implementation phase, right? So if they're going to make this investment and they begin this journey of digital transformation, are there some long-term types of thoughts they should have versus just kind of getting it up and running?
Well, I think the one thing that they want is they want solutions that are extremely scalable. When we talked earlier about, you know, whenever we, you know, in an issue today with budget restrictions, for example, you know, you need to have a solution that you're going to begin to maybe implement the edge solutions, you know, kind of at right, I would say we call the low hanging fruit strategy, where you're going to go into the strategy, you're going to go in and implement those solutions in the areas that will have the greatest immediate effect on the organization and that provide the greatest return on investment. So it has to be scalable, so you can install it for a lower budget price, but the ability to ramp up as the benefits of the edge are justified, and that will really accelerate the investment. You also have to make sure that you're thinking in terms of being able to respond in real time to market changes. You know, there may have been people like Bill Gates that 5 years ago predicted a great pandemic, but for the most part, I could tell you most companies have not been having a pandemic as certainly one of their long-term strategies, even those that have gone forward with the digital transformation process. But this is kind of a new normal. And you know, one thing we like to say is that the only certainty going forward is uncertainty. So, you know, edge solutions really provide a lot of the flexibility to help these companies adjust to any changes, going forward. And, you know, it could be future pandemics. We, you know, God forbid a rebound of this present pandemic. Hopefully by then we certainly have the remedies and even the beginnings of a vaccine program to begin to head that off. But certainly it doesn't mean that, unfortunately, there may not be pandemics in the future. Even in situations that we used to consider disasters, but maybe sometimes compared to this pandemic, aren't quite as glaring. But there's also been, weather-related disasters, whether it be tornadoes, you know, floods, hurricanes that have taken out the production processes of companies, and that causes some massive supply chain disruptions. There can be issues, geopolitical issues, whether it be, trade embargoes, tariffs, things that we certainly have been, that got a lot more visibility before the pandemic. But these are the longer-term areas that people need to think about when they're deploying edge solutions and planning for edge solutions is, again, how do they have the right scalable solution, and how can they react in real time to any sort of changes in the market, in consumer demand, the ability for the employees to work where they work, as well as their ability to have the maximum flexibility and agility of their supply chain.
Great. Now, you talk about scalability. A lot of people will instantly think about scaling up, but let's talk about scaling down just a little bit. So are there smaller or more pragmatic initiatives people can take on to start getting the benefits of edge computing in their organization?
Well, you know, when we're doing plant-wide audits and we're looking, and people are saying, a lot of times this began when the digital transformation term was really coming to light and people were beginning to talk about industrial Internet of Things and where do I start? So one of the things we would say if we wanted to take a pragmatic approach is, you know, let's think in terms of what's your biggest challenge within the plant today. And in most cases, the initiatives are as areas for reducing and eliminating unscheduled downtime, for example. So we'll say, okay, how do we do that? So let's look at those rotating assets that tend to be the culprits of many of your unscheduled downtime issues. Maybe we add some low-cost sensors to those existing rotating assets. We now connect those sensors to the appropriate edge device. Within the edge device is the analytics software that it takes to be able to do the predictive and descriptive analytics that it takes to be able to then determine when we expect that asset to possibly fail. And now we're able to schedule a planned maintenance or a planned downtime, schedule the appropriate materials to be delivered, the appropriate people to be within the plant to make the service call. And that's certainly more important than ever today as we're having fewer people within the plant because of the pandemic, and be able to go forward and solve the problem. So sometimes what companies want to hear is they don't want to hear, boy, have we got these great edge solutions for you. But what we do is we have some solutions to help eliminate or reduce unscheduled downtime. And the device, the platform to do that is an edge controller. So that's really what the direction that we think is to go. So when people are looking for pragmatic initiatives, focus in on a production or process issue first, that where you could certainly justify the very scalable investment and provide the maximum return on investment, once the project is deployed.
So when it comes to making a selection of this type of technology, are there certain things you advise customers to look for specifically?
The thing we have to make sure is that you have to make sure that whatever edge platform that you're looking at, it has to be designed for industrial applications, that they have to be able to be used in harsh environments. They have to be able to be designed for processes where they recognize that failure or downtime is unacceptable. In the same fashion of the PLCs and PACs and DCS systems that they're used to, they're most familiar with on the factory floor. These solutions pretty much have to have principles of cybersecurity. They want to make sure that the whatever platform they're installing, that the supplier of that platform has a full understanding of cybersecurity, and either through their internal solutions or working through partnerships to make sure that that's completely built into the process as well as possible. They must make sure that The Edge platform definitely subscribes to role-based access for monitoring and control, especially as more people are working from home and you want to make sure that you can only, that the people that have to be able to monitor that asset and control that asset are completely based on their roles. And the fact that there's no limitation in access from wherever that person is remotely, whether it be within the plant from away from the process, in a location where there's a 6-foot plus distancing, or a person is working, in a remote office or out of their home. And the fact that that person now may be responsible for monitoring multiple devices in multiple geographies as well. Platforms, you've got to make sure that they're very, very scalable and flexible so they can react in real time to changes in the supply chain, changes in consumer demand, changes in what's going on in the marketplace, and changes in their ability to access material to the supply chain. So from our perspective, those are the things, those would be some of the criteria that I think companies should be looking for, in an edge platform. Now, I know Stratus, certainly has an edge platform. And so if you could, Jason, tell us a little bit about how Stratus's approach to the edge computing market and kind of like what makes Stratus different from, say, the typical hardware vendors or IT-based infrastructure organizations.
Sure, Craig, I'd be happy to. So Stratus has been building mission-critical systems and platforms now for 40 years. In fact, we just had our 40th anniversary last month. And the idea has always been around how do we prevent systems from failing? And we've worked in a lot of different industries, and both probably most well-known for telecommunications and banking, but now for about 10 or 15 years, we've been working in the industrial space. And as we started to see the indications of the momentum of IoT, as well as digital transformation, we started to really recognize that there was this gap between what IT vendors and IT infrastructure vendors were providing to the industrial customer and what they really needed. And what they really needed was a system that was built around the operator, right? A lot of times these folks were in environments that weren't connected to high fidelity networks. They had an absolute need for, redundancy and or fault tolerance technologies to prevent unwanted downtime. So we recognized very quickly that we needed to kind of adapt our IT technology around the needs of this user space. And we've been doing that continuously for a very long time. What we've done recently was we recognized that as applications became more machine centric, and as there was a need for a larger amount of compute at either the machine or the line level, we actually built an edge optimized platform that's been out in the market now for almost 2 years. And that edge optimized platform is really built around what you just highlighted. It's a redundant system that prevents unwanted downtime. It is environmentally configured and is ruggedized so it can be deployed anywhere. It has got probably the best local serviceability capabilities where systems could be stood up and running in a matter of minutes. And then we also have options where we can monitor the system remotely for you in the event that it begins to act. Maybe it fails over and we need to send you a replacement unit, or maybe it's just that it's starting to act weird because of a configuration error or potentially a security threat or something like that. And we'll get back to whoever at the company is authorized, and we let them know that the system may be having a problem before the problem happens, right? So we really have built this this new platform specifically for the needs of Edge. And like I said, I think it's a little bit different just because we understand very deeply what those users' requirements are.
Oh, it sounds great, Jason. It definitely sounds like what you're offering is definitely in line with what the edge computing marketplace is looking for today and what it seems to be the direction it's going in tomorrow, especially in light of the new normal.
Great. Well, thanks, Craig.
It was great to be here today, Jason, and I'm glad and look forward to working with you and Stratus and seeing how you're going forward. And I know one of the things you also have is a new maturity model
Oh, yeah.
That I'm going to be introducing. So it'd be interesting to see how that's coming out to the marketplace.
Yeah. If you don't mind, I'll just do a quick minute on that. You know, we've observed, because of our exposure and access to a wide range of partners, you know, partners like Rockwell Automation, but all kinds of partners around the world, we started to really define some kind of characteristics of how far along the digital transformation journey are you? And it starts out at the very basic, which we call isolated, right? Of course, each step, the first letter begins with the letter I, because the marketing people think that's a good way to do it, which is completely fine. But, you know, the beginning is really just kind of your isolated plant type of application where maybe there's no connectivity to the outside world, but there's some digital technology ensuring that it runs. And if you go all the way through the progression up to the top is a level we call invisible. And invisible really is completely autonomous operations, something like an autonomous vehicle, which again, right now is more a fringe type of technology versus mainstream. But we wanted to really capture this so we could help people understand not only where they were on their journey, but specifically how edge computing could help them at each stage of the journey and help them kind of really envision their needs. Because a lot of times when we talk to folks, they're not really interested in where they are. They want to be in the next step, and we need to help them get there. So it's really been a very powerful tool that's gotten a lot of really positive traction, both with end customers as well as our partners who bring Stratus-based solutions to the world, you know, again, across many, many different industry and verticals. If you're interested in more, you can definitely check out our website. We make it very easy to access and download this model. And in fact, we have a little tool to help you kind of figure out where you are in the process, kind of a self-assessment, if you will.
No, that sounds great, Jason. I'll definitely be checking it out, and I'm sure a lot of your customers will as well. Well, thank you very much, Jason. This is Craig Resnick coming to you from the ARC Advisory Group, and have a good day now. Thank you so much.